We're continuing Jewish history. We had learned about Daniel. We had learned about how Daniel had undone a lot of the different idols that were in Babylon. And he writes over here that some want to say that Daniel lived a very long life. Rashi, in his commentary on Daniel, brings different opinions as to how long Daniel lived. We have in the Talmud, and Rashi on Megillat Esther quotes different opinions as to how long he lived, because one opinion says that Hatach, the servant of Esther, was actually Daniel. Two opinions as to why that would be Daniel. One opinion says that Daniel was murdered by Haman as he was bringing messages back and forth from Esther to Mordechai. So at one point it says that Hatach brought the message one way, and it doesn't say that he brought it back. So Rashi quotes a Medrash there that as he was transporting the message, Haman came across him and realized he was bringing a message from Esther to Mordechai, so he killed him. So according to that, that's where Daniel died. So there are different opinions as to when Daniel died and how far he lived. He writes over here that it bothers him that we don't find Daniel mentioned in the history books of the Persians from Koresh till Dariavesh, so it bothers him. So the truth is, the Talmud has an opinion that says that Daniel was removed from his position. That's why he was a eunuch working for Esther. There is such an opinion among our sages that that's why he was called Hatach. Two explanations why he was called Hatach. One says Hatach comes from the word Chatach, to cut, that he was cut down from his stature, he was cut down from his position, and that's why he was a eunuch serving Esther. The other opinion says no, Hatach is a term of honor. Chatach means whatever he said, so they always took into account his opinion. He was the cutting edge opinion. His opinion cut through all the chase. Everyone had opinions, but when Daniel said, that cut through all the opinions. That's why he was given the name Hatach. So either way, he questions why he's not mentioned in the Persian history books after Koresh. In the city of Shushan, he says, there is, in the middle of the river Chidekel, I don't know which river that is, in Iran, he says, there is over there an ark that's called the Ark of Daniel. And they have it hanging very high, and it's made of a metal that makes it shine, and they have it on pedestals, on legs, and it's held by chains of metal. Initially, they had Daniel's ark on one side of the river, and all the people on that side felt that they had blessing, they had prosperity, thanks to his casket being there. And the other side of the river sometimes was struck with famine. So they started a fight, and they said, we want the ark by our side. We want the casket of Daniel by our side. And the compromise they reached was that it would be hanging in the middle of the river. So both sides would get the blessings of having Daniel buried by them. And he says that in Persia, that's where the ark was. It was known that the casket of Daniel was left hanging there in the middle of the river. Shushan, he says, has the river flowing through it. It literally has a river flowing through the city. And it says that when people would pass under the ark, it was a known amulet. They said that if they were righteous, so then their journey would go in peace. And if they were wicked, so there was a tendency that their ships would start sinking after they passed Daniel's casket. He says that under the casket of Daniel, you'd see special types of fish swimming. And they had a rule in Persia that a 72-minute journey up and downstream on the river from Daniel, you weren't allowed to go fishing. That was how the high regard they held Daniel in. He says that when he personally walked in the city of Babylon, next to the Euphrates, there was this big castle that everyone knew was the castle of Nebuchadnezzar. And not far from there was another castle that was known as the castle in which Daniel lived. And Nebuchadnezzar's castle is a dump, and Daniel's castle is still up and erect and beautiful. And in between the two castles, you can see there's a window from one castle facing the other castle, and a corresponding window there. And they used to send letters back and forth. Nebuchadnezzar would send his questions, Daniel would send his answers back. They'd have a courier service between those two windows, between Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel. And next to the window, they had these three special chairs where they had their wise men sitting them, and that would correspond to Jerusalem. Opposite Jerusalem, you'd have three wise men. Maybe that was Daniel's friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. I don't know. Now, by the home, you have this large rock, and they say that under that rock, they buried the vessels of the Beit HaMikdash. Next to the house, there's this huge rock. Now, I don't know how this works, because in the book of Ezra, it says that when the Jews were given license to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, they were sent back with vessels of the Beit HaMikdash. So maybe these were the extras, I don't know. It says that at one point the nobles wanted to remove the rock, and anyone who touched the rock died. And they decided they want to dig, and anyone who came near there and started digging would die. So everyone got scared, and they decided we're not doing anything. As they dug, a wind started coming out from the area of the rock, so they got very scared. They filled up the hole, and they ran away, and they wouldn't continue digging there. He writes that he personally went up to the castle of Daniel, and on the second floor, remember, he lived 500 years ago, right? We're reading Sedra Dorot by Rav Halperin, who lived 500 years ago, and he, 400 years ago, 450, he writes that he visited the castle that's known as Daniel's castle, and he went up to that second floor, where it says in the book of Daniel that Daniel prayed. And he went up there, and he saw the floor is made of marble, and that's where Daniel prayed. He says he was also taken to a pit, which the Babylonians say is the pit where Daniel was thrown in with the lions. And he says they still have an area where they have a huge furnace, and they say that that's the area where the furnace that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown in. That's in his day. The Babylonians said that, and he says that. That furnace today has a lot of water in it, and the Babylonians will tell you, the whoever's living there now, that whoever has a fever can wash himself with those waters and it cures the fever. That's what they believed at the time. So that's his summary of Daniel. So it's interesting that Rabbi Halperin traveled out to Babylon. And now we're up to the year 3392.